Hi there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook, and Twitter. Welcome on to part three of The World According to Rodgers. If I do Monday update, you're going to think, now, is that the one I'd like to? Oh, it's the one you've got to listen to. Oh my god, I've got to listen to 50 minutes of death and the rest of it. So I thought we'd just pluck the title out of the air, basically. That's a Monday shoulder. So we'll do that. We thought of a while back now, it's now 7 minutes past 10 on Monday evening. Which means I was going to call it Monday update, yeah. Clues in the title, folks, clues in the title. It's what I'm done with a bit. For a better, I'll tell you what I'm up to, basically. That's where the update came from. Clue, title, yep. It's done on the Monday night, and it's an update of what I've been up to. Yeah, alright. I think you guys are smart enough. Look at the tumble dry. What's the tumble dry they've done to you? That's quite like this tumble dry. Yeah? See, I'm digressing again. But if you press, open the door, and you press it on the other, this light comes on. Yeah. Still won't help you find your missing songs. But I say, well, it might be. Might be in. Are they on the bands? You know? And, under your smalls. Why do they call them smalls? Why do we call them smalls? How small does it have to be to technically be called a small? I don't know. I'm asking you. If you know, answer on the postcard, please. Anyway, I thought I'd just tell you what we got up to. At the end of the part two, I was telling you about the Bristol International Balloon Fiesta, which is just taking place this past weekend. And it's where you go and what's balloons? That's good. Yeah. And they have all shapes and sizes. I mean, there was one in the shape of the Carling Cup, for you footy fans out there. There's one in the shape of a smiling sunflower, and I don't think Church of the Duck was here this year, and they have one in the past, like a supermarket trolley. I kid you not, you see that fly over the skies, you're supposed to think, what the hell? Regardless of whether you do need a drink, that's the other thing we've been talking about, particularly part one. Was obviously to with the alcohol and the fact that they want it put. So the recap, folks, if you've been steadily following this all through recording, thanks a million for your stamina. I can't give an award, I'm afraid, for that, but I thank you nevertheless. But if you are just joining us and thinking, what the hell's all this bloke about? Yeah. Then we started off by talking about the alcohol and the fact that they're talking about putting warning labels on bottles and cans of booze. Not to say where you get impacts of cigarettes and stuff like that. That's one thing I didn't get around to say about that is they were trying to limit people from smoking. Okay. By hiding the cigarettes. That's good, except what's the point of putting it behind the kiosk counter of any supermarket? Any big cupboard. With tobacco emblazoned on the front of the damn thing. Is that not kind of defeating the object? You never know when you smoke, but over there. That's where the booze are. Booze. That's where the fags are. Over there. Why'd be doing that next? I'll do. Right. You know? So, I don't know if it's going to work. So, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe we can go ahead. We don't know. But, anyway, getting back to the balloons. Geez, they've got there. Because, as I say, it was shopping joy. Most of them made by Cameron Balloons here in Bristol. Great. Other balloon manufacturers and designers are out there. And they all do sterling work, as we said. And it was nice. I don't care, the weather's against us because we've got the tail end of Hurricane Bertha. Why are you helping us get called after females? I mean, what is it that you ladies have got that us blokes haven't got that means we can't have our female dress? Come on! You know, they all wanted to... And then, of course, we weren't allowed to talk about the Great Storm of 1987 here in the UK. Hurricane Thatcher, could we? No. Oh, can I have it, Hurricane Margaret? Oh, that's a bit... not a good idea. Anyway, God, that's why. Should have probably taken it as a bloody compliment, anyway. Anyway. Talking about balloons. Yeah, balloons. So, the bad guys went ahead, particularly on Saturday night when we did Spitfire Spot all the way. I went down on Saturday, and it was quite okay. We didn't see the Master Set, sadly, in the evening. And I think the morning one had to be cancelled again because of the rain and the wind. The weather was windy. Not a lot of people realise this, that when you're on the ground, I'm thinking, someone goes red, yuck. Well, try being, you know, a few hundred feet, 1,000 feet in the air, and then say, it's a bit wet up here, yeah. So, but Hardy balloons we've got, and they were determined to go up if they could, but obviously they just had to say, no, there's some winds against us, weather's against us, meteorological wind, not the bossy purple variety. And so some of the sense weather, I think they went up on the Thursday and Friday, they managed to get some morning sense went up. And I said night glows were great, but this is what they're basically doing. Night glow is where they inflate the balloons, okay, but they tether them to the ground, so that actually rides off into the sky, something like that. And then to music, pop music, you know, upbeat music, whatever, they tend to have, they'll use the burners to light up the inside of the balloon, okay? Why am I doing this with my hands? Well, you can't see me, I don't know, but there you go. And so, you need hands to do all kinds of things. Anyway, that's Matt Spygrace. He says, was it Matt Spygrace saying you need hands? Can't remember. Digressing. Anyway. So, they basically have, after the boat's got, and they will light the burners, okay, and then they'll wait for it to get dark, around about this time now, about 9:15, 9:15, 9:15, something like that, okay. And so you just see the balloons lit up. And they do it to the music. It's choreographed. I think that's how they said. But not necessarily with that accent. But you know what I mean. Yeah, set to music. And that's always good fun. And then on the Saturday, yeah, after the night glow, everything else, yeah, right? And then the fireworks, mate. Buzz out that. Stop doing that with your arms, he can't see you. And so that was just things that went ahead, particularly on the Saturday, because Saturday was a bit hit and miss with the weather. I always said to myself on the Saturday, afternoon. And yeah, you think, oh my god, it's raining. I was just in shirt sleeves. Thinking, yeah, nice sunny day. What could possibly go wrong? You know? Yep, it starts raining. And so we all make a beeline. And the first marquee I found myself in was this huge pick and mix fudge. Okay, now I'm not eating fudge for donkey's years. For yonks, you know, and nothing against it, yeah, but I just thought, okay, right. And I think the cashier can see what we're all doing, okay, yeah, so you say, you pretend to look at the foot, okay, you pretend to look at the foot, we can, make it look like it's, you haven't done the office. They can see what you're doing. They can see you dashing out the rain. You got no intention whatsoever to buy the bloody vote. But you're there because that's the biggest marquee you could just have in the front at that particular moment when the heavens are opening. Okay. So, they know that. And as I say, who said that on there? You okay? Ooh, look at that. Fancy that. More fudge. Well. Yes. I think I'm recording at the Axial Fiesta space. I say, sometimes a bit hit and miss doing on the phone, the app, for audio based athlete. I don't know. You think you guys are really wait for it? Come on, upload. Come on, upload. That's it. So, we did that. You can see. And then I went to the bar. Okay. And then what are you thinking? We had one, honest. At the first bar. Okay, shooting. And you could barely squeeze past people. You're trying to not trip over baby buggies and, you know, pushchairs and dogs and God knows what else and kids. And then as soon as the sky go blue again, mass exodus out of the marquee. I'm thinking, God, where is everyone? Oh, okay, it's not raining. Ah, that's good. Oh, well. We can finish our points in the beast now. That's good. And I've had to get a little bit annoyed about it. I'm not trying to sort of curb binge drinking and stuff like that. But, yeah, do we always be tarnished with the same brush? And I know I've done this before in an audio book. Go look up the £5 pint ? Audio. And you'll hear my sort of views about why he had to pay so much, and you know, we all got tons about the same brush. But go listen to that one. After you finish listening to this one, and you've only got about another, what, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of this one. So that's the other thing we got up to on Saturday. And the BBC have got this World War One girl this year. It's a Argentina, in fact. I think, was it last Monday or Tuesday, the 4th, was the day 100 years ago that Britain declared war on Germany in 1914. Okay. And so the BBC did this excellent. Yeah, World War One at home. And all the local radio, TV stations have been getting involved and doing features about it and stuff like that. And, you know, it's good. And I wanted to meet and interview Kate Ady, the veteran war journalist, correspondent, and author, and stuff like that. But I took a recorder with me to record that, that I can then use on my radio programmes. Of course, batteries died. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You said it yet beforehand. And I know to do that now. Thank you. But, so, we had a look around and see how to do Morse code and signals and stuff like that. I've picked up a couple of things, and there's a, there is the Imperial War Museum, I think, have got this thing where you go on the website and you can, like, a bit like sort of one of those ancestry type websites, but it's primarily to find anybody that's in the First World War. So you can put your surname, and if you've got medals, if you know, my great uncle or my great granddad or whoever served in the trenches or whatever, then you could do it. And again, they had the thing, I didn't look at it myself, but they had the thing where they could see how medical science and sort of medical treatment has progressed since the early 20th century to what we take for granted now, possibly. But I'm going to tell you about that again in part four. One second, look, we're coming to the last 35 seconds of this recording. Time flies, we're having fun, isn't it? It's like you do one of these recordings tonight, don't you? Anyway, thanks a million for listening. And, we've still got another 20 seconds. Woohoo! Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. And if you have, let me know. You can comment on these things, you can like them, you can say, oh, they're rubbish, or whatever. And you can go back to listen again and see you soon.